What reason should I have to want to be a Christian?
Right. All of our wants are either towards something or away from something, aren't they? In other words, I don't want pain, and I do want pleasure. And those are just two words to use. You could use other words, discomfort, agony, horror, or pick the pains that you don't like, loneliness. So there's a whole group of things we don't want, and then there's a whole group of things that we do want, pleasure, delight, joy, satisfaction. Christianity is Christ, Jesus, the Son of God, eternal, coming into the world to save sinners who have earned for themselves God's punishment because of our neglecting God, rebelling against God, ignoring God, despising God, refusing God, walking away from God, minimizing God. Everybody has done this. Christians still do it. Unbelievers do it. Nobody owns up to the value of God to the degree that we should. And God is infinitely valuable and infinitely worthy of our trust and our love. And nobody does it. And therefore, we're all under His just judgment. And we're going to be sentenced one day to a lake of fire called the second death or hell. And to trust in Jesus' work on our behalf when He died in our place delivers us from the wrath to come. So the first reason is the negative one. All those horrible things that will come upon us if we continue to rebel against God won't come upon us if we trust in Christ, who offers Himself to us as a way of escape. So that's the negative side. But far more satisfying is, why would you want to get out of hell? Or why would you want to have your sins forgiven? Or why would you want to be reconciled with God? And the answer to those questions are infinite satisfaction with God forever and ever. A clean conscience, yes, forgiven sins, yes, out of hell, yes, in heaven, yes, new heavens and new earth, yes, lying down with the Lamb, yes, restored with mom and dad who were Christians, yes, but that's not the ultimate satisfaction. The ultimate satisfaction is you're going to be with Jesus. You're going to see infinite glory in Jesus. So why should you want to be a Christian? It's because you don't want eternal pain. You do want eternal pleasure. Hell is eternal pain, and we're all going there without believing in Jesus. And God is eternal pleasure. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore, Psalm 16:11. So if you want full pleasures, that is 100%, not 85% or 99%, and eternal pleasures, not just 80 years, but 80 ages of years, then become a Christian. That is, renounce self-reliance, embrace Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and treasure of your life, and you will have infinite pleasures in His presence forever. I think that's a pretty good reason for wanting to be a Christian.